Hello and welcome to the City. This is episode 2 of Arcade City's podcast. I am your host, Matt Stevens, and I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen. One of them has been described as spending so much money on video games, he built himself a mountain out of discs and cases and called it Newtonia. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Paul Newton.
Good evening.
How's Newtonia working out? What's the tax issue like? What's the tax?
Oh,
like?
It's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
And the economy booming?
Of course.
Good.
Yep.
Good. And the other man with me has been described as spending so much money on tech and gadgets, he built himself an island out of Samsung Galaxies and notebooks and called it Ecroidian.
Ecroidian?
Ecroidian. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brian Ecroid. Ecroidian.
Oh, okay.
Ecroidian. Yeah.
Sounds like Croydon, but you don't really want to... Thing to sound like
more high tech than Croydon.
No, not Croydon. No, no. How are you both?
Yeah,
well, I've been better.
Describe to us what your weekend was like, Paul.
Pretty mental wedding. Stayed at the groom's house the night before the wedding. Got
right.
Pretty
shit faced.
Yeah.
to put it politely.
Then started again at 12 o'clock the next day.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Haven't quite recovered yet, but.
What's your week been like, Martin? Been up to much?
No. No. Not really.
Subtle pause. No, nothing.
No, of course not.
And I've been playing some games. I'm sure, Paul, you've been playing a lot, which
nothing
we're going to
talk
about.
I've been doing nothing but playing games.
Have you had this week off work?
I have.
The whole week?
The whole week.
Because, we said about meeting today, and you were like, yeah, I could be here from 10. And then I thought you were joking, and I thought, no, I don't think he is. And then I realised that actually, yeah, you've got the whole week off work.
Yeah, I've got the whole week off.
Which is awesome.
It is so awesome.
What have you been doing in your week off?
Been playing The Evil Within, pretty much.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Taking the dogs for a walk, buying the dogs new things, and playing The Evil Within.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Standard week in Paul Newton's life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Has your fiancée been off as well?
She was off until today, so she went back today. She's not been too happy with me playing games.
Watching you play Evil Within.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you enjoying... No, actually, we'll talk about that in a bit, because otherwise we'll spoil what's next to come. Let's start as we always do. Should we talk about some news?
Yep.
Now, as heavily requested by you both, I sent you the news agenda, so... Yep.
That much exciting shit going on this week.
Did you even read it?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. I just had visions of you not reading it. Number one on the list, The Walking Dead Season 2 finally has a PlayStation 4 and Xbox One retail and digital download release date. It's the 21st of October 2014. Have either of you played The Walking Dead? I know you have, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm on episode 4 of Season 2.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realise you'd started Season 2.
I just... can't find myself to be in the right mood to play it at the moment.
Why? Because it's
one of those games. I actually feel like playing a game instead of just sort of watching it, playing an interactive thing.
I did season one. I had it on the Vita. You bought it me for my birthday, didn't you?
I did indeed.
I played it on the Vita, and it's that game has got lots of bugs in it. Don't know what it was like on the PS4.
Season two was just as bad.
Yeah, it's renownedly buggy on all platforms.
Yeah.
But it was season one was absolutely fantastic.
I agree.
I fucking loved it.
Was
it season two? I've heard mixed to good things about it. Nothing bad, but nothing. I don't think it's quite hit home as much as season one did with.
I don't have the urge to carry on playing it like I did with season one. At the end of episode 3 of season one, I was hooked and I just wanted to finish it. But with this one, I've just finished episode 3. I started episode 4 and I'm not in the right frame of mind to play it at the moment, but one day I will finish it.
Yeah, when there's been a like last couple of weeks, like there has been. The reason I've never played them, there's always been something else I want to play instead.
Yeah. You definitely need to play it. You need to play season one. I'll either lend you my Vita, or you just need to go out and buy it because it is really good.
I definitely prefer you just lend me the Vita.
I'll just lend you the Vita. But it's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll really enjoy it. And I've pre-ordered the Wolf Among Us. Nice. As well for my PlayStation 4. That's a November release, so we're not really talking about that today, but I purposefully have been waiting for the whole season to be released before I buy and then play through it.
Fair enough.
Did you play the...
Played the first episode. We talked about this in the last podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
My mind is a blank, Paul. My mind is a blank. Did you enjoy it?
It was either episode 0 or podcast 1.
Maybe it was episode 0. Did you enjoy it?
I did, but not enough for me to go, well, I need to play the rest of them.
Want to borrow it off me when I'm done with it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just borrow all the games.
Yeah, I play in isolation.
All the games. Yeah, you could games open your own
Forza Horizon. Just shop. Come around and take all my games from there.
You drove.
Fuck, wait for me to finish it. Just come and nick them all.
You drove Blockbuster out of business on your own.
We can't compete with him. God damn it! Can't compete with him. Item number two on the list: Grand Theft Auto Online has a new update, which was out on the 1st of October, called Last Man Standing, features new weapons, vehicles, and jobs.
Mark, people still play that, do they?
Well, yeah, of course they do. Somebody, I read on a blog yesterday, was it this morning? Somebody is level 220 on Grand Theft Auto Online.
They literally don't have a life, do they?
I think it's the only game they own.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, I played it for about 6 months online and got to level, I don't know, 26. So
that's pretty mad.
That puts it in perspective. And I was playing it most evenings. You haven't played it at all, have you, Mark? You need to get on.
I'm waiting for the re-release, the next gen.
Have you pre-ordered it?
Release. No.
Okay. Well, you need to.
Well, I'll order it in about 3 days.
Just to make sure.
I'll order it 3 days.
You're not one to talk.
Just walk into a shop and buy it. But not the biggest game retailer in the world in England, because that one is too
fucking expensive.
Go to a supermarket and get it on day.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just bitter because the last three games I've ordered from a company have all turned up just on release date or...
On release date.
Yeah, it's disgusting, mate.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Outrageous. So I get them on the day they're released.
Somebody get onto trading standards.
you've played Grand Theft Auto 5?
I have.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
I finished the single player. I played about 10 minutes of the online because I found the single player dragged so much anyway that I was pretty much done with the game.
I loved it. The story. Sorry, mouthful of beer. The story was fantastic. I can't wait for you to play it because it's really good.
And you'll thought get, that was you'll the weakest part of the game.
The story?
Yeah, I didn't like the story.
But what about the scene where
there's no
the heists are fantastic.
There's not enough of them. There's like four in the whole game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's not enough heists.
But they are really good.
There is no real storyline. There's just three guys. They're all losers in their own way, and they just want to make money, and that's it.
That's the point, yeah.
But there's no sort of overarching storyline.
No,
really.
I see what you mean.
It's kind of like a trend with Grand Theft Auto games, so none of them have a particularly groundbreaking story, do they? At least one or two of the characters in this were likeable, unlike...
Vice City was my favourite.
Yeah, Vice City is the best Grand Theft Auto, without awesome. A doubt.
Yeah.
Without
Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Liotta?
Everything Tommy about Vassetti, that game.
Tommy Vassetti.
Tommy Vassetti, yeah. Everything about that game
was amazing. The soundtrack.
The graphics. Design.
Set in the 80s.
Yeah.
I have a funny story to tell about Vice City. Well, not so much of a funny story. So it came out when I was in my first year of college. And at the time, I was renowned throughout all of my friends to be like the video game geek, basically. And when it came out, I went to a shop and bought it. And I was with about three friends at the time. And they said, oh, you're going to go home and play it straight away. And I said, no, I can show a certain level of constraint with it. And they were like, I bet you can't. I said, well, what'd you bet? And they were like, we'll each bet you a McFlurry that you don't open it until the weekend. And this was on Wednesday. So I was contemplating weighing up my odds here. And I thought, well, three McFlurries versus don't play Vice City for 3 days. Bearing in mind I was at college, so I had all my lectures to go to, and I was working as well at times. So I thought, I will take your bets. So I did it, and I had to show them that it was still in the cellophane on Saturday. They all came around. They all bought me a McFlurry. I just ice creamed up to my tits. It was great.
Your man tits at the time.
My man tits at the time, yeah.
Thanks to three McFlurries.
Three McFlurries, wow.
Yeah, so I ate three McFlurries. I think it was three McFlurries. Two or three McFlurries.
I mean, is it worth it?
Well, what flavours were McFlurries back in 2002?
Cadbury's cream egg. They've always been around, haven't they?
Was that a flavour? Just McFlurry?
Just a McFlurry. McFlurry.
Just a McFlurry.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is when it was still on the pound menu. Wait, are they still a quid?
No.
Oh, God knows.
What are they now?
About £2, something, aren't they?
Do you remember those adverts I had at McDonald's? They were like, oh, it's £1. And they're like, oh, how long is this to stay for? Oh, it'll stay forever.
You know, ice creams used to be 20p from McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, just it was the tiniest little cone. But it was just like a proper Mr. Whippy.
Remember when Mars bars were 30p?
No, I don't remember that. I remember I do. I'm just saying it's been a long time since they've been.
Freddo's tend to be the most accurate depiction of inflation, I think.
Those and Space Invaders.
Space Invaders.
20p
a packet.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah,
it's pretty mad. Fucking outrageous.
Yeah.
David Cameron, you. I'll let the listeners finish that one off.
Item number three. Diablo 3 has had a new update on the 7th of October. Update 2.1.0 gives you new riffs, better gems, and a load of other cool content.
I'm going to leave you two to speak about that one.
You don't even play Diablo 3.
I don't play it.
There's too much to come out, Matt.
Yeah, but Diablo 3 is...
Yeah.
It's so replayable.
I know. I've only on the Act 2, I think.
What, did you, have you done the whole thing?
5.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done the whole thing. I've literally, I'm literally on Act 2.
We should play together. I'll come in and help you. It's so much fun with mates.
When I've finished all the other games.
What level? What are you playing as and what level are you?
I am the... What's the old guy called?
The problem right there. Old guy. Wait. Oh, the barbarian.
Barbarian.
Okay, that's
one.
A good point.
Yeah,
that's
barbarian.
I'll take
yeah.
back what I said.
Yeah, barbarian.
Barbarian's good. That's the first character I played as when it came out on PC. I
got further on it this time than I did when I had on the Xbox 360. I only got to.
Did you on the 360?
Yeah, and then I got near the end of Act 1 and sold it.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of those games I have to be in the right frame of mind for, definitely. It's not.
I think Act 1 is brilliant. Act 2 is a bit boring.
I'm finding Act 2 is really dragging.
Yeah. Once you get to Act 3, Act 3 is fantastic. Okay, Act 4 is okay.
Right.
Act 5 is really good. Yeah, nice. Really, really good. But I'm playing as a Crusader. I've maxed out now, level 70. So, if you want me to come in your game and, you know, help you out with my shield,
nice.
Okay. My holy power. Mark, you haven't played any Diablo games ever?
Yeah.
Which is just...
Did you hear some guy died playing 40 hours Diablo 3?
Was he covered in, what's-it powder?
I think this was in Japan. I think it was
cherry
Japan,
soda.
Or, I think this was in Japan.
Of course it was in Japan.
I saw it flashed up today on the news, on some website. But yeah, some guy played Diablo 3 for 40 hours
without,
and then died.
He died from being a sad c-
I'm assuming he died from like malnutrition. For 40 hours? You can go for 10 days without food.
I was going to read all about it and then I just kind of got on with life. So I'm not that poor chap.
I bet there's more to it.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
He had a heart attack. Well, that's nothing to do with Diablo, is it?
What, you had a heart attack sitting down playing a video game? I hardly doubt it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Video drone.
Maybe
he
just found that one glorious thing of loot and just could not handle his shit.
That legendary item. Oh my god!
So when you got a shiny Charizard when you're like 10 years old. This is the best day of my life, still probably is.
Maybe. He didn't leave the seat for 40 hours, needed to shit. Okay, hear me out here. I'm going to go off a bit.
This is going to be a South Park style.
Kept it in, but he didn't let it out. He just kept it in, and it went up inside
it. It came out his mouth.
Exploded his heart.
Is that, can that happen? Have you seen the South Park episode?
If it happens in South Park, it happens in real life.
Have you seen the South Park episode where they put food in their bums and then poo it out their mouth?
I have.
That is...
They're all sitting around a dinner table.
Great. So fun. Oh, God, I love it. So we're going to get back into Diablo.
I will at some stage, yeah.
Please
I can't promise
so
when.
After you finish playing Evil Within, Alien Isolation, Forza Horizon 2.
Every game ever made ever, Paul.
Yeah. Good news is that once I've finished Evil Within, and I'll carry on playing Forza for a little bit, I'll probably never finish that either. I've never finished a racing game.
Yeah,
the only racing game I've ever finished was Ridge Racer on the PSP.
Burnout Paradise.
When are you
Actually,
dropping
that's
these?
A lot. I finished Burnout 3.
When are you dropping these around mine and Matt's houses?
Who wants what?
I just want Shadow of Mordor off anyone at this point.
I'll give that to you.
Can I get that from you?
I need to finish that.
You can just go to our house and pick it up tomorrow.
Cool. I'm
not in, but
I don't have a key.
Once I've finished Evil Within, which I probably will finish either tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, I don't like horror games.
It's not a horror game. It's always sounds good. Anyway, we'll get on to that later.
Okay.
Once I've finished Shadow of Mordor, maybe we'll play some Diablo 3.
Yeah, we should, because it's so much fun. Item number 4, Super Smash Brothers news here. The 3DS is close. It might have done it, actually, by now. 3 million copies sold on the 3DS.
Not bad.
Which is, I think that's single-handedly saving Nintendo at the moment.
Yeah.
And the Wii U version has a release date. North America, November the 21st. Europe is December the 5th.
They get so much practice in before we get to play it, don't they?
Yeah. Well,
2 weeks before we get
tear
it.
Tear shit up.
Don't ever play anyone in the US, we just get raped.
Australia, December the 6th. Mate, get it a day later.
It's got to turn the game upside down. And
fuck, mate, get it a day later than them. Yeah, so...
Cool.
Smash Brothers. That's fantastic. And he's, yeah, he's yeah. probably single-handedly saving Nintendo at the minute.
I just wish I had a handheld console and the, like, proper time in which to play it. Because I drive to work, and I get a bus. I don't really get the time, like...
I don't think I have time at work to play it. I've never taken a Vita. Actually, I have. Tell a lie, I took my Vita to work to play Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't really have a lunch break. I
took my 3DS to work the day I got it, just because on my lunch break, I usually, unless I'm meeting you for lunch, Matt, I don't really do much on my lunch, so I just thought...
But the thing, and then I get home and I'd prefer to play a console.
Actually, that's a lie. Yep. I took it to work when I had Luigi's Mansion, when Luigi's Mansion 2
came out.
That's
a fucking great game.
Because I was so addicted to that game, I had to play it like whenever I wasn't doing work. Sometimes when the manager pissed off to the toilet, I got my 2 years. No, it's a lie.
Holidays.
It's a lie. I never did that.
So good.
Holidays are a good time. Remember, I took.
Okay, so listening.
Nintendo DS.
Yep.
On holiday with the Speed Racer game.
Oh!
Which I actually thought was fucking brilliant.
I've heard that's not bad, actually.
I really liked it.
Not played that.
That and a bit of racing. Phoenix Wright.
Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney?
Yeah.
Objection!
It's a, I believe there's a collection coming out on.
There is. There's a
PS
trilogy.
Vita.
Is it? Yeah.
Is it coming out on PS Vita?
No.
No. Or maybe it's rumored.
DS.
Ooh. One we need to research. I don't think it's on the Vita.
Write into us.
Yeah, write into us.
With the correct answer. Yeah. I'm really more than happy to be corrected on this.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. News number 5. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. I threw this in because it's. I know we don't really cover PC games, but I threw it in anyway. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes is coming to PC in December, and you'll like this. Apparently, supports 4K.
Nice. Shame I don't have a PC, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Because I'll be able to run that shit in 4K.
Have you played Ground Zeroes?
No, I'm waiting until it's about £2.
So I'm pretty sure.
Not paying 20 quid
I'm
for
just
a demo.
Wait until I'm pretty sure it's going to be tacked onto the full game when it comes
out. They'll definitely do some sort of... But I reckon what they'll do is... You see, one of my friends bought this up the other day and I thought it was quite valid. I reckon they'll reward people who bought it before with some either some sort of avatar or some sort of in-game thing that you can get in Phantom Pain. Because you bought it early and did the game early.
Maybe. Don't bother me, though.
Somebody completed it, and I think 10 minutes or something? Less than 10 minutes is the... Yeah. That's fucking crazy. That makes you just...
I remember when I was in a shop, and they were talking about sort of trade-ins and stuff, and one of the guys that worked there said that a child bought the game back half an hour later and said, I didn't realise this was a demo.
Really?
Yeah. And the guy in the shop was just like, it's not a demo, it's like a full game. Well, it's not a full game, obviously, but it's a prologue to a full game.
Mm.
But he was just outraged at how expensive.
He had to pay 20 quid for a demo.
Yeah.
Well, it was more than that. It was 30 quid, wasn't
it? I think it was quite
expensive. And that
it's was still
the whole...
15 quid now to buy them.
Yeah, I don't. Just wait. Number 6, Nidhogg is out on PS4.
It's actually out
and
now.
Garda, you fuck.
Except it's not, is it?
No, it's out. So, hang on, whoa, hear me out. It's out.
Because we were supposed to be doing a Let's Play.
We were supposed to be doing that this evening. It's out in North America. It was supposed to be coming out in Europe yesterday, which is Wednesday the 15th. Yes, there's
a. Is Nidhogg like a sort of Norwegian name for Drive Club? Once again, we get screwed over. Yeah. Good old Europe gets screwed over by the PlayStation.
It got delayed, and I don't know why. So we should have it within the next couple of weeks.
Looks
and
interesting.
Yeah, we'll look out for this.
It's
on
like
the site
a good,
for it.
Like
a good laugh.
Couch it's multiplayer.
So
can you like? You can't go. You can never go too far wrong with couch multiplayer.
You can do a tournament with like 16
apart from
people.
Octodad, if you're Paul Newman.
I know we were speaking about this earlier. The Fable Legends beta. Opens today on Xbox One. Lionhead have said they are inviting fans to help test the game as early in the development process as possible. Xbox One owners will get an email confirming their place, if successful, by going through the official website. Now, I've signed up to this just because...
Out of curiosity, I guess.
Because we work for a game site. Yeah. So I've signed up for that. Fable. What do we think to Fable?
Have you finished one and two?
I thought two was okay. Yeah. Really liked three.
I didn't like three as much as two.
I haven't played one.
I can't recommend going and playing the HD version of one. It's not aged well at all.
Did you get it on 360?
No, I haven't, but I can just remember playing it on the Xbox at the time, and I thought it didn't play that greatly, to be honest.
No?
It was buggy and choppy, and the controls are terrible.
Have you played any of them, Mart?
I think I played a demo or something.
You haven't played anything, really.
It doesn't really appeal. It just doesn't really appeal to me.
What are you doing here? Get the fuck out.
It just does not appeal to me whatsoever.
It was really good.
The gameplay footage,
it's a funny game, some of the humour in it.
The gameplay footage of Sim from Legends, is there anything more Microsoft than? Yeah, we're making massive strides in our multiplayer, even though the gameplay's like a fucking shit.
So it's supposed to be a lot like Evolve, in the sense that there's four of you, and
versus the
one person who's the dungeon keeper, or whatever, who's making it difficult. I've seen some videos, and it looked absolutely pants. I saw some stuff there.
Molyneux doesn't work for them anymore either, does he?
I think he
always bigged the games up massively anyway.
Oh, he was an arsehole for doing that. God bless him if we ever meet him one day. But, you know, he was great at bigging things up.
Let's be honest, we're not going to beat around the bush here at RK City.
No, we don't. We're one for spending the trade.
We live in England. We're out of your jurisdiction, motherfucker.
Peter, if you'd like to come in for an interview, we'd love to interview you. We have tea and cakes here.
Yep. And bowler hats and...
Bowler hats.
All that British shit.
Fucking canes.
He's British.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's living in fucking...
item number 8. Hotline Miami 2 has been delayed.
That is a shame.
Have you played the first one?
No, but it looks fucking amazing, this one.
Yeah. You've been sarcastic. You've got that sarcastic grin.
No, I genuinely... Okay.
Yeah, I
think
you,
it looks fucking awesome.
I told you to get the first one, Paul, and you did, and you liked it.
I liked it. It's fucking hard.
No, it's not.
It is. It's hard. It's a really hard game.
I smashed that game. And in fact, actually, the end boss is quite difficult. It took me about 27,000 goes. But I did do it in the end.
I think I accidentally deleted it off my Vita. I need more room.
It looks like they took everything great from the 80s and put it in a game.
You haven't played the first one, have you?
The soundtrack's fantastic.
It's literally £3 on Steam. Something stupid like that. Yeah. It's so cheap. The Sweden-based studio tweeted on the 9th of October that Hotline Miami 2, wrong number, is still getting some final tweaks and polish, expected to be ready for late 2014 or early 2015. If it gets delayed till next year, that's probably going to be in my top 5 hotly anticipated must-buy games.
Yeah. It's kind of funny the way it works. Like, a game gets delayed, everyone's like, yeah, that's good, they're spending more time on it. Film gets delayed, you're like, it's probably going to be shit. Like, for some reason, it's all backwards with games. Although it does make sense.
That's
you think it makes sense
to
films, like, oh, they're not happy, they know they're making a shit film, so they're going to improve it, but no, it's just, oh, there's some sort of production problems, it's probably going to be shit.
I can think of a great example of that, Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider was delayed by the first one.
Yeah, but it was still a much better film than the second one, wasn't it?
I haven't seen the second one.
Nor have I, but I've just heard nothing but shit about it. In fact, I caught the last 10 minutes on TV the other day, and I was just like, what the fuck is this? It was just the most bizarre piece of shit I've ever seen.
Nick Cage is such a B movie star now, isn't he?
The bees.
Yes.
Not the bees.
Going through the PlayStation.
The bees. Anything with
going
the
through the PlayStation movie. Store, I'm sure there's a new straight-to-DVD film every week with Nicolas Cage in it. I'm not actually joking. I'm pretty sure there is.
He's been so fucking terrible. Drive hard.
Drive angry, innit?
Drive angry.
Yeah. Drive hard, drive angry.
Drive angry.
Does it make any fucking difference?
Number 9. Evolve Alpha launches on October the 30th.
Yeah, baby.
With Xbox One, and players can have a chance to play the co-op-based shooter early by registering on their official website.
I'll be doing that.
Yeah, my most anticipated game.
I've registered. As soon as we get on that, that'll be up on YouTube. We'll play through it. We'll play some games and get that up.
I'm going to be on it. I might just take a week off work.
Have you registered?
They probably won't let us. If it's anything like Destiny, they'll be like, you cannot record any of this and stick it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can. Oh, fuck them. Yeah, fuck them. At Arcade City, we say fuck them.
And then we get taken down.
I'm really looking forward to Evolve. I know we've spoken about it.
Yeah,
I know you are. Big Left 4 Dead fan.
Yeah.
Paul, did you play Left? Have you played
Left?
Yeah,
I played Left 4 Dead, yeah.
You didn't play with us, though.
No, I never knew so you guys there, did I? Let's be honest.
You knew me?
Not very well.
You knew my sister.
When did it come out? 2005? 2006?
Mark, your favourite game of all time? What year did it come out?
It was like 2006, I think. 2006, 2007. Okay. 2008, I don't know. I don't give a shit when that came out.
It's 2008. November 2008, I think, pretty sure.
Cool. Yeah, I like the first one. I thought the second one was more of the same, slightly finer tune, but yeah, I enjoyed it.
Do you remember the boycott that was happening at the time when the second one came out? Because loads of fans were like, oh, this is shit. Why are you just making a new game where you could just... We just want more updates
One. So they just stuck all the levels.
Yeah, they're just like, Valve's just cashing in. And I think what probably happened was they were maybe halfway through production of the first one to beyond the point of no return, and we're just like, there's so much more stuff we want to put in there.
And yeah, they should be commended for having enough new stuff to warrant making another game. Yeah. They could have just downloaded DLC, but they're not EA.
No. But it's just funny how Valve are like, must need a second one. They get a second one out a year later, and then we don't hear anything about any of their other franchises for fucking ages. Don't get me started on Half-Life 3. Quickly moving on before I burst a blood vessel. Sony have announced a new white version of the PlayStation 4 console. Will be launching in the UK on October the 17th for around £350. No word yet of a North American release.
It's pretty snazzy, actually, I have to say.
It's the one that came with Destiny.
Yeah.
It looks good. It looks good. I'd never sell my current ones to buy it, but it looks good.
Yeah, but if the white had come out first, then 6 months down the line, the release of the black one would be like, that black one does look fucking good, doesn't it? Just the way it works, anything different.
That black one.
Xbox, first one, well, I'll say white, it was cream.
Everyone had a white Wii, or not everyone, most people had a white Wii U and didn't really think much of it, did they?
You've got a black one, haven't you? You've got a black one, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a black one, but they did do them in both colours, didn't they? And a lot of people were just like, meh, or whatever. So.
Remember the Nintendo GameCube came in some random colours? Purple.
I had a purple one.
Or black,
purple
to start
and
with.
Black. And
I had a purple. I had a black one.
Did they have a red
with.
One as well at some stage?
I had a silver one. I had a gold one. Silver. Yeah. I had a silver one. When I loved
my GameCube.
I rebought one for Resident Evil 4.
I loved it.
Yeah.
What games did you get with it when you got it? I got Luigi's Mansion.
When I first got it.
Rogue Squadron 2, because the first one came out in N64, and Luigi's Mansion, and Wave Race. What a cracking game that was.
I'm trying to think what I got with it when I first had it. I had Zelda Wind Waker, definitely had that.
It was a while before that came out, though, wasn't it? Did you not get the console as soon as it came out?
No, I didn't.
I got mine from W.H. Smith the day it came out.
W.H. Smith, yes.
When they used to do games. When they used to be good.
Them and Woolworths.
Not really.
Woolworths. I remember I walked all the way
to
Woolworths.
How the fuck is W.H. Smith still in business? Yeah. Jesus.
I walked all the way to Woolworths from my house through our really dodgy park up in Brum, where I used to live, to Woolworths to pick up a copy of Zelda Link's Awakening on the Game Boy, put it in my backpack, and walked all the way back home with it to play on my Game Boy. Oh. It was a miracle I didn't get mugged or raped or both on the way back. So, that's my Woolworths story.
Nice.
Very 90s.
Yeah, very 90s. And the last one I thought we'd talk about is a listing appeared on eBay. I don't know if you guys saw any news about this. A listing appeared on eBay for a huge games collection boasting more than 5,700 games and 50 games systems released from around 1985 to 2000 for $164,000. You can buy. Have you seen any pictures of this?
No.
So
I can imagine.
It doesn't sound like a great deal of money, to be honest, though, does it? When you think about
5,700 games. Yeah. Bear in mind, they're all quite... I mean, that's a tenth of a million.
I guess.
You know.
That is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently, he's got all sorts of... He's got Virtual Boy, SNES, NES...
Literally every...
Super Famicom, everything. Commodore 64s, Amigas, and then he's got...
Who's going to buy it, though?
A collector's. Or a museum. Some sort of game museum, perhaps.
I wonder if they all work.
I can imagine, for that sort of money...
As long as you blow on the cartridges.
I wonder if maybe a big game site... Should we buy them?
No.
For Arcade City?
They've already sold them,
yeah, company credit card.
Haha. Don't quite have that kind of limit.
Well, a listing appeared. It doesn't actually say they're sold.
No, it hasn't sold. Yeah.
Good luck to the guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Do you reckon take a cheeky best offer of, like, £40? If you're listening to this...
As someone that uses eBay, there's nothing more fucking annoying than someone putting in ridiculous things. It just it gets your hopes up. Someone's put a best offer. They're going to offer me like £2. No, they've offered me like £400 less.
Or people bartering on in Gumtree. I put it up for a price. You come and say, well, you know what? I've only brought 130 with me. Well, better go home and get some more fucking money then.
We should
Ray Winston on you.
We should ring this
throw
guy.
The C-bomb in a few times.
Just give him the old Cockney sales pitch. You know, the old, mate. 170, quid. Yeah,
that was way more Brummy than Cockney.
Danny Dyer, was it?
Danny Dyer. Have you seen, just to go off on a little tangent here, have you seen his motivational posters? I've taken these tweets.
I've heard about them. I haven't actually seen them though.
So there's one that's something like, "Enjoy the day whilst you can," and then it's like, "You scrummy motherfucking c-," or something. Like,
always a like, wordsmith, isn't he?
He's fucking so eloquent.
I'll offer you £7 for that fucking Atari, son.
Did you know his real name is Malcolm Smith? That's his real name. Yeah, bit of trivia.
No wonder he changed it. How many Malcolm Smiths must there be?
Bit of Danny Dyer
fucking
trivia.
Thousands
there.
Of them.
Danny Dyer. Everybody loves Danny Dyer.
Releases since we last spoke to each other. So this is the big one, Paul. We've had since the last podcast, Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor.
Bought it.
Forza Horizon 2.
Bought it.
Alien Isolation.
Bought it.
Drive Club.
Haven't bought it, not going to buy it, then fuck off.
NBA 2K15.
Not going to buy it.
Long, Evil Within.
Yeah. Got it, nearly finished it.
Project Spark.
Not got it.
Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition.
Buy it when it's cheap.
Yeah.
Great game, that. Has anyone, either of you, played it?
No. Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And if you like GTA, then it's...
The problem I've had is, because during my last year uni, I didn't have a console.
Yeah.
Couldn't be trusted. And so now it's going to spoil me. All the games I wanted to play
and now being
are just
going to
come
HD
out. Yeah, they're coming out on next gen. So I thought, well, I may as well just wait. And
so you're there. You've got it sorted. Really.
Wait, and then they'll be released again in ultra HD
on the PlayStation 5.
Yeah,
4K in your face. Boom. Middle-Earth: Shadow of Mordor. I know we've done a special about this, so I don't want to talk about it.
Keep
too
it
long,
brief.
But yeah, good. You like it, don't you,
yeah.
Paul?
I really
like
it.
Yeah,
I need to borrow your copy.
Unbelievably disappointing last two missions.
Really?
Yeah.
So every game at the moment just has a shit ending.
Really?
Alien Isolation.
I was just
a shit
like,
ending.
Oh yeah, you didn't like it.
Not story wise. I meant like.
Yeah, just the actual
challenge
mission.
Gameplay wise. It was a bit like, did I really just finish the game? Like,
oh really? That was it?
Yeah, it was.
It was a very underwhelming boss at the end.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Drive Club, none of us have got. It's been reviewed by the site by Glenn. For the site by Glenn, should I say.
Is he waiting to go online with it first?
Yeah, he's he's going to
be ready for a good few months.
It should be up when the site goes live. But it's going to be we'll amend it once he's had a chance online with it. So we'll give his thoughts about what it's like at the moment.
Yeah.
And his reviews, I'm assuming, I haven't read it yet, his review is going to be very matter of fact that, you know, it's that, you know, the game has launched to such an extent in its capacity that you can't play it online. So that's going to affect the score.
The problem is, like, you can't bill a game as being a great multiplayer experience.
That's what the game
and your
is.
Servers are
it's
a load
what
of shit.
The game is built around is being an online competition. You know, you do these drifts, your scores come up. Someone does more drifts, the score comes up, you beat it. It's kind of like the rival system on the old EA games, like Need for Speed, Autolog.
Yeah.
Where you do something and it brings up, you can't do that, and you're essentially playing a single player racing games these days.
Yeah.
They're old school, aren't they?
Really? It's all about online with mates, isn't it? Really.
Yeah.
Burnout. I keep going back to Burnout Paradise, but I used to have so much fun with mates playing cat and mouse on that. Like, this wasn't an actual game mode. We fucking made it up, right?
Yeah.
Tag, cat and mouse, I'd be like, tag, you're it, smash into my mate. He'd just go flying off the screen in that little cutscene. Speed it off, and they've just literally got to chase me and smash me. And then whoever smashes me, he's on. It's
when is next
awesome.
Gen Burnout coming out?
It's never going to be one, is it? Criterion are pretty
it's
much
so
gone,
disappointing because
Criterion are now Ghost Games, who make the Need for Speed games.
Yeah.
Which I hate the fact that they've now got rid of the replays where the car smashes up. I used to love those. Used to hit the car, hit it off the track, and it used to show it going off. Doesn't do that anymore. They've
never
just completely
quite feels
got rid of
the
it.
Same either. It's like Burnout Takedown was just for me the pinnacle.
You love that, didn't you?
But Takedown was amazing.
That's in the top 10, isn't it?
Yeah. I absolutely loved it.
It was after that revenge, wasn't it? Where you could actually shunt cars in behind. Kind of took away the whole thing of avoiding traffic. really. You could actually shunt cars from behind. Mm. And yeah, that one for me is when it all started to go downhill.
Go a bit shit.
Takedown was definitely the best racing game I've ever played. Yeah. I loved it so much.
That, yeah, that and Project Gotham.
Incredible.
Project Spark is out.
Just downloaded it.
Yeah.
Today.
It's out tomorrow.
It's out now. It looks really good.
Yeah.
Somebody made Minecraft in Project Spark.
Yeah. Well, they're now saying it's going to be the next generation of Minecraft. Yeah. I reckon.
Apparently the controls are quite clunky on the Xbox One, so I'm led to believe it's PC is where it was really made for, but it's still really good. And it'd be interesting to... We might have to do some Let's Plays with us playing some of the community, because it's all going to be about the community levels, that game, isn't it?
Yeah. Again, another Microsoft game.
Yay,
all
Microsoft!
All about the online multiplayer. Fuck having real friends.
NBA 2K15.
I never played the last one. I've always admired how amazing those games look like.
Oh my god,
played it. I played NBA 2K14 round Mark, our news editor. I did it around his house.
Only FIFA looked that good.
Sorry?
If only FIFA games looked that good.
Oh, the graphics are
incredible. I was watching a video review the other day and I was just like...
Yeah.
Obviously, it doesn't look real, but the fluidity of the animation going from one animation to another. It's just amazing.
The textures as well. Though.
Yeah, they are. The characters.
Like, if FIFA 15 looked like that, it would have bumped my score up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, because FIFA 15 looked the same as FIFA 14.
Well, I'm not a big. I don't really buy sports games. I have the odd affair with FIFA, but then I just normally trade it in after about a month because I just get bored. It's normally because I'm shit and I can't get past the lowest setting.
I have bought basketball games in the past. I had NBA 2K, the very first NBA game, on the Dreamcast.
Really?
Yeah. And my mate Parry used to kick my fucking ass every time. And I used to play it on my own in the career mode and thought I'd get quite good. Then Parry would come around, he plays it like once a month and just kick my ass.
NBA Street.
That was a great game.
They were fucking Alley-oop. Unbelievable.
Yeah, good game.
Did you play FIFA Street? Did you have FIFA Street?
Yeah, that wasn't the same. It wasn't a jot on good. NBA Street. Yeah. That was a fucking great game.
NBA Jam.
Before we move on to the big one that we'll talk about, actually, no, fuck it, let's do it. Evil Within, Paul.
Yep.
What's the verdict? Now, the review's going to be up on the site, so I don't want you to really go on too much about it.
Who's doing the review? Glenn?
No, Frankie. Tom. Frankie, the review for the site. So that should be live... next week. What are your thoughts so far? You're quite close to the end now, aren't you?
I'm on chapter 14 of 15 chapters. The chapters just seem to be getting longer near the end. I'm not sure if they're just sort of dragging it out, but for a game that's taken me 17 hours, it doesn't feel like 17 hours. I'm not sure if that's because I still don't have any clue what's going on with the story.
You don't know what's going on with the story?
No, not really. I've been given little hints and things.
I reckon it's all in his head.
Yeah, that's
the impression.
They kind of say it
would make sense.
Spoilers.
The title, The Evil
Within.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I looked at the. I suppose it's not really spoilers, really, because I haven't played the game, so I don't know.
We're guessing from a title.
Yeah, we're guessing. When I read it, and The Evil Within, and the fact that there was a trailer for it that I saw about 6 months ago, where he escapes someone he's running away from, walks outside, and all outside's just all really spacey and weird, and there's stuff floating around. I thought that's all got to be in his head.
It hasn't told me what's going on yet. I'm so near the end, I've got my theories, but I guess that's what's kept me playing more than the actual gameplay, is to kind of work out what is going on. But I have a feeling when it tells me what is going on, I'm going to be like, yeah, I've known that all along, even though I can't actually say what that is. I do have my theories.
Can it match Outlast's ending? Ouch, Billy!
Spoilers if you've not played Outlast. What a fucking shite ending.
Yeah, you just die at the end, don't you?
By some fucking...
Well, no, you don't just die. You get taken over, don't you?
We're going to do Whistleblower, maybe around Christmas.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, it has to be done, really, doesn't
Matt
it?
Matt returns to the haunted asylum.
But in terms of survival horror, it's probably in between Resident Evil 4 and 5 in terms of action.
Is it very... it's very heavily influenced. It's
It is Resident Evil 4.5, let's be honest. It feels the same mechanically. You can now move and shoot. It's very glitchy. There's lots of bugs. It doesn't feel particularly polished. It feels like a small studio. And were I think there any Tango Softworks are a small studio.
Were there any updates when you put it in?
There was an update on the Wednesday.
There was a couple of patches. Okay.
And I haven't noticed a difference. Everyone's complaining about the widescreen letterbox mode. And
really?
People that are complaining about that, I suggest they fuck off. because
fuck off, people.
It doesn't make any difference to the game. If you're a gamer, you would just bloody deal with it and play it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's
a stylistic choice. You can't really, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's like a resolution gate stuff. Like, if you're a gamer, does it matter hugely? You just play the fucking game, and if it plays well.
Oh, I'm sick of all this. Frames per second. It's
only 900p.
Yeah.
The other news. Actually, coming back to that, I mean, there was just very quickly on that. I don't know if you saw, but Ubisoft have announced that Assassin's Creed Unity is going to be 900p on everything, just to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm the sort of person that looks at that and thinks, oh, that's probably a good idea, actually, just to stop people from bitching about it. But I'm sure the internet...
Well, saying that has in turn...
I think it's bollocks.
...made them think something.
Personally, I'm going to give my opinion. I think it's bollocks. If you've got an Xbox One and you know it's least powerful than a PlayStation 4 and you start bitching about the fact that, oh, it's only 900p, you should have bought a fucking PlayStation 4 to begin with. So don't fucking complain. That's my opinion.
Oh, dear.
It's, I don't really give... To me, it's more about the experience you're having. We're going to play Nidhogg. I guarantee that's 50 frames a second. And most sites gave that 9 out of 10. Gameplay-wise... Absolutely fantastic.
That's it. What the fuck is good about gaming? Playing the game. Doesn't matter what it fucking looks like.
Yeah.
Look at Rise. Okay, it looked amazing.
Yeah.
It was a fucking average game. Same with Infamous. Don't get me started. Because it looked great.
We'll be there or not.
It was fucking awful. But we're not going to go into it because it makes me mad.
So the Evil Within, so you've just to summarise, you've enjoyed the...
I've enjoyed it. I would, if I was to review it and if I had to give a score, I'd probably...
One out of ten.
No, I would probably give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Because it's better than I thought it was going to be, but not as good as I hoped it was going to be. Like I said to you the other day, it's...
Okay.
If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
0.5.
Cool. I love the... Our editor insists that we use whole numbers, but...
Just so funny, you...
yours was a 0.5, wasn't it?
Yeah, it literally had to be.
It was a 7.5. I love the email that you sent over.
It was. What, did you change it?
It's a 0.5. Deal with it, motherfucker. From Martin. That's it. And coming up the rest of the month, we've got Borderlands the pre-sequel.
Not going to bother with that. I'm still bitter and angry at Gearbox.
Walking Dead Season 2, which we've already talked about. Bayonetta 2. It's not quite out in the UK.
I had the consoles to play it on...
So I wouldn't get Bayonetta, it's not my kind of thing.
Because I like Devil May Cry.
It's good fun. The first one was... It's coming packaged with the first game as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We've got Sunset Overdrive.
No one knows what that's going to be like yet, do they?
And WWE 2K15.
Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it could be all right.
I think it could be a sleeper hit, actually.
Have you seen
Another game that...
I think it could be great.
Like, could just be really fun.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going for,
and
isn't it?
Videos What's wrong
look
with that?
Okay. I like the trailer they did for the last E3 where it was ripping the piss out of, like, cover shooters. That's great. You have, like, the crates and the...
It's not afraid to say, fuck you, Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, sure.
Paul, we know you'll give it a go. We know you'll buy it. Day of release.
It's going to look shit. I'm going to pre-order it. Actually, I don't do pre-orders. I'm going to go to the supermarket and get it.
You do pre-orders mainly.
Yeah, mainly.
Give yourself more credit. You do pre-orders.
I might not anymore.
What are you guys working on for the site at the moment? We're doing some Let's Plays. The Alien Let's Play we did was good fun.
Yeah.
Well, that was great.
We did originally plan to do...
The whole game,
but then we heard...
After me playing through it and realising it was about a 22-hour game...
Your message was funny. It was like, ... it's 20 hours long. And then in my head, I was just thinking, 40 Let's Play sessions. Fuck that.
Yeah, and with you playing it, probably about 60.
It was going to be me, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was going to be you.
And judging by the Let's Play, it would have taken even longer because I was fucking shit at it.
I love the way that video is edited. It's just to make it as if you were just whinging the whole way through it. I just give up. And then you're just like, the smart one that knows what he's doing and gets to the end.
There was one time I just opened the door.
It was there.
It was literally just waiting there. I thought, well, what was Jesse doing in that situation?
Use
your flamethrower.
I'm going to put it out there. Controversial. Comment if you think I'm just being crazy. I reckon you could fight an alien.
Fist fight it.
Well,
wrench like you try.
So it's about the same size as a human.
No, it's not. It's about 9 foot tall.
Okay, but it's skinny and scrawny.
It also has a spike on its tail. Its fingers are pretty sharp, and it's got about three tongues.
Yeah, okay.
Major point there.
And a head shaped like a cock.
Matt wouldn't survive 3 seconds in a horror film.
I'm just thinking, looking back at the video and stuff that we did, you see the size of it compared to when it jumps on you and stuff, and I was just like, fuck, man, I'd wrestle that. I'd grab it by the head.
Well, rip its head off so all its acid.
Give it a fucking stone cold stunner.
I remember thinking, I'd just stab it in the face. I was like, no, the acid would give it a stone cold stunner.
RKO that motherfucker.
But because you can't actually do damage to the alien in the game. You don't really. If you didn't know Alien, you wouldn't even know that it's got acid for blood in this game because you don't damage it at all. And spoiler alert, anyone that's not played it or.
Spoiler alert, now I haven't played it.
Cover your ears, Mark. Cover your ears.
Unless you're going to play through
because
it.
Because you're going to play through it.
Oh, I am going to play through it, okay.
La 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 la.
You never do kill the alien.
Ah!
There you go.
Drop the mic.
You heard it anyway, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
That's interesting. Okay, fair enough. But it's left open for a sequel, you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it'll get it.
I think it'll probably will. I think it's sold pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's done well.
Been getting the user reviews have been fantastic. I've not seen really any negative comments about the game. I've seen a few, but they're people that don't like stealth or horror games, so why would you buy it in the first place?
So we've done that. We've got Surgeon Simulator. Let's play that. And Nidhogg, when it comes out. And then we need to think of something to do. Octodad is still on the
Five Nights at Freddy's. I played
That's not on the PlayStation or the Xbox.
Played it on the iPad.
I get scared. Chuck Norris versus...
So stressful. Fucking animatronic robots. Haunting me.
Cool. Anything else we're working on? That's pretty much it. Your FIFA review, you've done that.
I'm just waiting for the next game to come out and games a lot of editing. Editing.
That's why you should get me to do reviews, because I finished the games before anyone else.
Yeah, but you'll just give everything a 2 out of 10.
I gave Evil Within a 7.5, which is more than what...
What would you give Alien?
What would I give Alien?
Yeah.
I would give it a 9.
That's interesting.
Simply because it did get a bit stale near the end, and it is too long.
What
but
would you have given Destiny?
What would I give in Destiny?
I think we could unanimously say
I don't think it
deserves
any
5.
More than a 6.
A 5.
A 6.
It's not a broken bad game, is it? It's just an average.
No.
5 is average.
For Arcade City's, 5 is the middle.
Yeah, but 5's just the sort of thing that why bother playing it.
I did feel a bit like that.
I don't know, I would give it a 6, because technically it's pretty good.
I've still got it, and I finished Shadow of Mordor. I thought, what should I play next? And I didn't think I'm going to go back to Destiny.
How about I write you up a nice review for Alien Isolation? If you don't like it, you can tell me to fuck off. If you do like it, you can use it on the site.
No, we use you to borrow your games.
No, you bastard. Just you, literally use me.
Yeah.
Cocksmith.
Question time. Question. You can write in your questions to podcast@arcade-city.com. We have a question from a guy called Darren in Southampton this week. And Darren said... Hi, Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Darren says, with Christmas fast approaching, I'm starting to plan what games I need to catch up on and play through over the holiday break. South Park, The Stick of Truth, Tomb Raider and Dark Souls 2 are at the top of my list. But what I want to know is, are there any games that you have missed playing throughout the year and are going to play over the Christmas holidays? Cheers, Daz. Paul, are there any games that you are... No, what are we fucking talking about? You've played every game that's ever come out under the sun.
Paul doesn't leave himself anything for Christmas.
In all seriousness, are there any games that you're looking forward to playing over Christmas?
Looking forward to playing that I haven't played throughout the year?
Yeah, is there anything that you need to catch up on? Probably not.
I've got about a million games I need to finish, but whether I actually will or not, I don't know.
You've got loads of 2%
I think he means games that I literally haven't touched. I don't know.
Yeah, let's assume that he means that.
I can't think of any. I was shopping the other day and I was looking at games. I mean, played that, would I buy that? No, not interested. So to answer Darren, no. I've pretty much played everything I want to play.
All right, let's do it differently. Yeah. So what are you going to play over Christmas?
Providing I haven't finished it by then, probably Far Cry 4 will be the big game, I guess. Yeah. But I've noticed all of his games that he's talking about were on all last gen stuff.
South Park Stick of Truth is an unbelievable show. I need to get around to that.
Yeah,
you
do.
You can't play anymore, can you?
I could get on my laptop. Steam. However, an AMD processor may or may not be good enough
to
play that.
Have you still got it on your 360?
I sold it. Sorry, Matt. A game sort of
the gaming wells run dry.
I love it. I want to play a game. I call my game retail supplier Paul.
A game that I enjoy.
Do you have it in stock, Paul? Do you have it in stock?
A game that I enjoy, but I know I never play through again. I usually sell, unless it's held some sort of.
Which was that?
What?
Oh, South Park.
Yeah, South Park. So Evil Within, I'll probably never play through that again either. So
yeah, I'm thinking that was Shadow of Mordor.
What, you'll never play it again?
Yeah, I finished the story and I was like, okay, I'm going to dick about and, you know.
Watch Dogs. I don't think I'll ever play through Watch Dogs.
No, I've still got your copy.
I still can't be asked to sell it. It's like £4.
No,
it's
really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Bundle games.
Yeah. Mark, what do you reckon, Christmas?
Going to try and catch up on this fucking hectic October.
Yeah.
And GTA 4.
Oh, yeah, five. So.
GTA 5 will take up a lot of
time. The games I have to play, like, up
list
until
them.
Christmas.
List them.
We got Far Cry 4, GTA 5. WWE at some point. Sunset Overdrive, Alien Isolation.
WWE
Evil,
just be
The now, Evil Within.
You to play Evil Within?
Yeah, I would.
Maybe
I should.
I think you'd like it.
I do want to get Forza
like
Horizon
Evil,
as well.
Oh, I fucking love Resident Evil.
Then you'll probably like The Evil Within.
Yeah.
Is it anything first person that's just scary? Have you seen that trailer, the newest trailer for PT, the Silent Hills?
Yeah.
Fucking, I don't want to play that. Although
I don't think it's
going to
be first person, though, is it? I think they've commented saying it's going to be maybe a mixture of both, but mainly third person.
Is Norman Reedus going to be playing the main character throughout
the game? So I'm guessing it's going to be third person.
There'll be a bit of
it?
A waste of his life, the amount they probably paid him.
It'll be a waste of his looks.
Yeah.
Did you watch, coming back to just quickly going off another tangent, have you seen The Walking Dead season 4? Is it?
I never got past
3.5. Have you seen the latest episode?
I'm still catching
apparently
up.
It's got really good, though.
Coral!
That's a show I need to finish.
It's fucking hard, but the first episode...
Finish? It's not even finished itself yet,
but
I mean,
it's good, but it was just
catch up on.
Oh, that's not good. So just current gen stuff, really. I say current gen, next gen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything on the current gen which I didn't get to play that I maybe should. I guess... like we were saying earlier, I've got The Walking Dead season 2. I need to finish.
You need to finish that.
On the Xbox 360, so
I'll lend you a game for once. Yeah, I'll lend you the Wolf.
Tell you what, I am actually awaiting.
What
is PlayStation Now? So I want to get a PlayStation TV, PlayStation Now, and go back and play a lot of old games.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening to PlayStation Now. I think it's meant to be early 2015. There's a lot of old games I'd like to revisit.
Yeah.
Or play for the first time. Things like Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh,
that's a great game.
Yeah, so it's stuff that I was too young to appreciate at the time and would never have touched. But now I want to play those sorts of things. I think PlayStation
Now is...
You
didn't get on with it, did you?
People are going to hate me. Internet, don't hate me. I did not like Shadow of the Colossus. I could not get into it.
You didn't like the controls.
The controls I thought were a bit weird. I don't know why, and I thought it was my PlayStation 3, and I kept Googling, and no one else had this problem.
Oh, did you get the... HD collection.
Yeah. Every time I was playing, I was on a horse riding around, which I didn't like the controls for. And then every now and then, it'd just be this like... Every time I was going around, like this really high-pitched squealing thing. I didn't know what it was.
That's to tell you where to go. It's the thing. You've got your sword. You have to aim your sword.
Oh, no, not that. But it was just random. I know that, but it was just randomly... Okay. The bosses, I think I got stuck on the third.
It's game, basically a game about boss battles, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole game is just boss battles.
I got stuck on the third one, thought I can't be fucking arsed with this. Oh, I really hate the camera controls. And then I just gave up with it.
The control, I do remember battling with the controls the first time I played it, but I kind of got used to it, really.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sure it's a game that I'll maybe give it another go at some point, maybe.
I thought Ico was better, personally.
Yeah, I've heard that Ico's better.
Ico's great. Brilliant game. Very sad.
Shall I let you know what I'm going to be playing over the holidays?
Yes, please.
Minecraft.
No, I'm
have you actually finished?
Bored.
Are you fed up with Minecraft?
I haven't. So
thank
I
fuck for that. We don't have to hear about bloody Minecraft anymore.
Basically, the end of Minecraft, there isn't really an end to it, but most people, the general consensus is that you killing the dragon in the end is the end of the... as most people get to that and then they kill the dragon and that's it, you finish it. I am about maybe halfway to doing that.
Right.
So I will continue playing at some point. But
kill
for
the
now,
dragon and then...
Yeah, and then that'll be it. But
problem
for now,
is
I'm just...
There's so much out at the minute to be sinking that sort of time.
And over Christmas, there are games that I need to catch up. And I really want to play South Park at some point. I've kept my 360 especially for that. So I do need to play that at some point. I really want to play through Batman Arkham Origins.
That's free on PS Store, isn't it? PS Plus.
On PS for PlayStation 3, which I don't have a PlayStation 3 anymore. Got rid of it. So
do I have one at my house?
PlayStation 3.
Oh, I think it's in storage.
I put mine in storage as well.
Yeah.
What? As soon as the PS4. What?
You're not moving house. You've got stuff in storage.
Yeah.
Where's he going to keep all those games he's not finished?
Like I said last time, I've got a Wii U, Xbox 360, a PS3, a
PS4.
Hang on.
When
you say can't have all of these things on
the
TV.
He's going
to
turn up on Storage Wars.
When you say storage, you don't mean either the loft or your boot, do you?
Yeah, my wardrobe.
I mean literal storage.
Well, you've got it in some random
actual,
place somewhere.
You know, big yellow storage.
Oh, right. No, it's not in that. It's just...
Oh, God damn it.
No, it's in the house still.
Yeah, it's stored.
It's like saying my socks are in storage.
Basically, when the PlayStation 4 got its 3D Blu-ray update, that was it. The PS3 was out.
Okay.
Because the only game I was playing on it was The Last of Us, and that came out on the PS4 as well.
That's the last game I've really played on it. I've decided, I booked off my time off over work. Far Cry 4 is my Christmas game. That's my Christmas game. I'm not going to get it when it comes out. I'm going to wait.
I think you'll probably finish it before Christmas, though.
No, well,
you're not going to get it.
So I've heard that Far Cry is an average, they reckon, 35 hours to finish.
Let's play, anybody?
That's what they said about
Far Cry 3,
though.
Finish it by next
Christmas.
Finish
it a lot earlier than that.
But you can do it. Apparently, you can do it in 15 hours if you rush through it. So, and the maximum they reckon it'll take is 80 hours.
God, that's crazy.
That's mental. It took me 80 hours to complete Final Fantasy X. To put
it any games taken, they're probably given up after a certain amount of time.
One game we failed to mention, which a lot of people will be interested in. Paul,
what?
I know you won't.
What?
Call of Duty.
We have never mentioned that, have we?
Yeah, no. But that's the only reason we haven't mentioned that is because it's a November game.
But in terms of playing over Christmas,
I'm not going to.
I actually think I might think mainly because
I will
don't
get
say it. Don't swear on this podcast.
Titanfall rekindled my interest in shooters, and it looks similar in terms of the way it acts.
To be fair, I think if you end up getting it, I will. You won't get it, will you?
Because I missed the boat on Ghosts. I haven't really played one properly for a while.
You've got it. You've got Ghosts.
Yeah, I still haven't played it much because I thought it was fucking terrible.
It's crap.
The map design. map design was fucking
terrible. We did Alien. I think all the COD games since...
Two was the... was
Call of Duty...
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare
was the last
phenomenal
one. Yeah.
World at War. What
actually,
an unbelievable game.
World at War was good, actually.
Yeah,
World at War
the
was
multiplayer.
Modern Warfare 2 actually was really
good. Was really good. The story...
Too
I've never
short,
played...
Modern Warfare 2. And then after that, they just got shorter and shorter.
Oh, I've
never played
the single
player.
Story,
yeah.
Oh,
no,
okay,
I just play multiplayer.
I quite like the story.
Never played it,
no. The very first Call of Duty I had on the PC, though, and it was amazing.
On
the
PC.
Very, very
they've just got more and more linear, those games. You literally, like, the levels, you could actually explore a little bit and go off the beaten path. Now you just literally walk down a corridor.
Didn't they remake the first one? Call of Duty Classic? It came out on the 360, didn't it? It was a digital download.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Maybe.
Maybe I've completely made that up.
I think you might.
Maybe I have.
I probably wouldn't play it again now because there's other shooters.
But we're certainly not afraid to embellish things a little
bit.
If,
absolutely.
If we can't think of anything, we will just make it up.
No, that's it. We need to wrap up anyway. So thank you for listening. Head over to www.arcade-city.com for all the rest of the content that's on there. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and podomatic.com. You can tweet us at arcadecityuk. Facebook is facebook.com/arcadecityuk. YouTube is youtube.com/arcadecityuk. And email us. We like to hear about all the shit you like to tell us. podcast@arcade-city.com. Any questions? And your three favourite gaming goons will attempt to answer them to the best of their ability. It's probably fair to say. So we're going to sign out. Martin, Paul.
Goodbye.
It's a pleasure as always.
Of course.
Indeed.
And we will see you guys soon.
Goodbye.
Cheerio. Bye.